The singer Savina Yannatou has been a star in Greece for years. This year, she released her first recording in the United States. David Darcy reports on an artist whose latest recording is sung in 10 different languages.
The songs on Savina Yannatou's new recording are often simple poems or prayers. With the Moon I'm Walking is four lines about a girl and the moon. With the moon I'm walking, with the star I'm talking, and the dawn star has asked me, what's my pain, why I'm sighing. Yannatou's U.S. debut was a two-year project that began with the music of Sephardic Jews who traveled from Greece to Spain and sang in Spanish.
The people were going around, so the songs were traveling with them. There was a lot of traveling in Mediterranean. You can find Arabic elements in Spain, or Turkish and Greece, of course.
And you can find two versions of the same melody from two different places on Yannatou's recording. Adieu pour Carnavas is a Provençal lullaby that mourns the defeat of Napoleon. Adieu, more, adieu, more, adieu, more, Carnavas. Tu t'en vas, eum entorni. Adieu, more, Carnavas. And the hymn Wahhabibi, same melody, same key, is sung in Lebanese Christian churches. Here it's performed by Lamia Bedoui from Yannatou's group Primavera in Salonico. Most of the songs on Terra Nostra are traditional, but Yannatou's background is in jazz and experimental music, so she's not always after authenticity.
And I'm not typically a traditional singer. The color of my voice is not traditional. So I just borrow the songs and I interpret in my own way. Sometimes, yes, I try very hard to know how they sing a song while I learn a song. I don't want to destroy it, just to put some new elements.
The range of music Yannatou performs makes her something of an ambassador for the Mediterranean, though she came to New York and Washington, D.C. by herself on a visit this spring. It wasn't by choice. The musicians in her band, who opposed the war in Iraq, refused to come to the United States.
This war is terrible for us. But really, I don't know if the people have to stop communicating because of this. I didn't come here to sing for the government.
She sang with musicians she hired in New York. She was here again to sing Greek music, accompanied by pianist and conductor Miltos Logiadis, who says he sees images when she sings.
Suddenly you see a terrified person, and suddenly you see a person in love, and suddenly you see, you hear, or you see, because there are pictures, you see a person who is afraid of something, and then, you know, he can do so many pictures with her voice.
Why should I sit inside? Oh, in Bracken, oh, in Bracken. Why should I sit inside? On the hillside dreary, when I see the blubber rise.
Miltos Logiadis says Yanatou's breathy singing is something that her teachers back at the conservatory in Athens would frown upon.
This is actually for the classical singing wrong, but I love this wrong thing because it's very human. It gives the sound this warmth, you know, and that's what I like in Savina, this breath, this... It's human, it comes from deep inside.
Yanatou's voice already has a deep connection to her Greek public. Many of the young people in her audience know her as a singer of lullabies. If there's such a thing as an embedded singer, she may be it.
In the audience I have a lot of young persons, maybe because I have sung also many songs for children, and I have sung many lullabies. If they were sleeping with my voice... My voice is in their subconscious now.
Savina Yanatou says that now that she's conquered the Mediterranean, she'll be looking elsewhere for new songs. Her only U.S. recording is called Terra Nostra. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. With Renee Montaigne, I'm Steve Inskeep.